I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, June 23rd. Cygnus the Swan soars gracefully through summer nights. Its brightest star, Deneb, is in the northeast at nightfall. It marks the swan's tail. The swan's body stretches to the right, parallel to the horizon. The wings extend above and below, connected to the body by the star Sauter. Cygnus contains many star clusters. The list includes several that stretch from Sauter to the south, roughly along the swan's neck. The clusters contain a few dozen to a few hundred stars. All of them are young, no more than about 10 million years old, and many of them are especially hot, bright, and massive. The clusters are indirectly related. They belong to much larger collections of young stars, plus the raw materials for making more stars. A wave passed through that region of the galaxy, squeezing gigantic clouds of gas and dust. Clumps of material within the clouds collapsed, forming stars. Over the next few million years, the most massive stars will explode as supernovas. Shock waves from the blasts may compress more pockets of gas and dust, creating more stars. But the clusters themselves won't survive much longer, at least on the galactic timescale. They'll be pulled apart by the gravity of the surrounding stars and clouds, so their stars will go their separate ways. The clusters are easy targets for good binoculars. One is just a whisker from Sauter. Several others trail off to the right, sparkly decorations for the swan. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.